I'm sure we might have a few additional people come as we start, but the library is very strict about having you leave before 9 o'clock, so we have to stop at 10 of 9 and return the equipment to them. I want to welcome you all this evening to our forum. We wanted to have it on April 1st, and that's why we had the title, Durham, Wise Choices or Fools for Growth. My name is Julia Borbally Brown, and I'm going to serve as the moderator this evening. And I've been asked, who are Women for Wise Growth, and is it really just a group of women? And it is a very ad hoc group of women. We have no plans at this time to form a structured organization, but we welcome anyone who's interested about the future of our community and the region and the state. And we care about infill development, downtown projects, and new developments being considered in this community. And we have questions. We don't have answers right now. Are we carefully developing our community? Are we considering the resources we have now and what we'll have for the future? Are we considering water, air quality, transportation, affordable housing, other needs? And are we maintaining the resources that we have? Are we being the best stewards in terms of use now as well as use for the future? We believe that we need to take care of things in a better fashion so that our quality of life now is better and that we can provide for future generations. So tonight is an opportunity, we hope, to get some answers to these questions, and we'll have a specific format for the evening. I'm going to introduce our panel briefly and in the order in which they will speak, and then we will have an opportunity for questions. We ask that you be very clear and concise with questions, and we've got index cards. Your question should be able to fit on one index card. You can address it to a specific member of the panel, or you can ask each member of the panel to respond to your question. And then, time permitting, we'll have an opportunity for people in the audience. I see lots of experts here and lots of concerned citizens to make comments. This evening we ask you, I don't know the formal name for this technique, but I remember it from many years ago at a very difficult meeting at Durham High School when my son was in school there. And I won't use some of the examples that we had of then, but I'll use, a less loaded example. This evening, as you're making your comments, you would not stand up and say, it's very cold outside or it's very hot outside. You would start with, it's 64 degrees, and that feels cold to me. But you have to have a fact statement that we can agree on. So if you don't have facts tonight, then save your comments for emails in the future, because if we all just started ranting, I'm sure we could go on for hours and hours and hours. But let's try to get facts out about growth patterns, about resources, about possible solutions. Tonight, we're very fortunate to have these excellent gentlemen address us. Our first speaker will be Sid Miller, who has a PowerPoint presentation for you. Sid is Water Resources Program Manager for the Triangle J Council of Governments, and he provides planning and management services for water resources to local governments, state and federal agencies, and non-governmental organizations. Mr. Miller is a fellow of the Natural Resources Leadership Institute, and he holds a master's degree in regional planning from UNC. And he's been doing a lot of work on this issue in the Triangle. He will be followed by Mark Chilton, Mayor of Carrboro. Mr. Chilton is an attorney, served on the Carrboro Board of Aldermen before being elected mayor in 2005. He also served on the Chapel Hill Town Council in the 1990s, and he has been consistently concerned with environmental growth and housing policies since he was a young man. He's still a young man. Then we'll hear from Bill Holman, who is a senior fellow, senior fellow at the Nicholas Institute for Environmental Policy Solutions at Duke University. Mr. Holman is former executive director of the Clean Water Management Trust Fund and former secretary of the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources. And we're just, as I said, very fortunate to have these gentlemen with us tonight. We'll start with Sid Miller.